It's time for Tales of Lincoln County with your hosts, Shannon LaFave and Abel Guzman from the Humane Society.
Howdy, y'all, and welcome to Tales of Lincoln County. We are here today, Mr. Abel Guzman.
Good morning, everybody. Hope you guys are warm.
Right. And Shannon LaFave. We have some special guests today, but how about a shelter update, kids?
Well, you know what? We have Miss Chris Shows here, one of our special guests. What do you got for us, Chris?
Good morning, everybody. I hope everybody's having a good morning so far. Just a quick update for November. We've had approximately 84 animals came in last month. We were able to get approximately 65 of those out, and that's either through transport, adoptions, or return to owner. A lot of those return to owners were due to microchips.
Stellar.
Awesome. And I know, like, adoptions have been low, but
yeah, they've been
transfers,
a low.
That's been going up and up on the numbers, right?
It really has. Our transfers out have really started to increase. Big shout out to all our transfer partners that have helped out with that.
Absolutely.
Best Friends, Animal Humane in Albuquerque, Res Dog up in Moriarty.
What was the group that flew out?
That was Best Friends that Best coordinated Friends. All of that. We had animals fly out to Utah, Colorado, and Albuquerque this past month. We did have a transport for Omaha, but unfortunately, they did have to cancel that one because of snow. We're hitting them cold months, so that's going to be a little bit harder, but yes.
Well, thank you to our animal community for all of that.
Yes, that helps out tremendously.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Awesome, Jawsome. We had some other things going on during November. We had our first annual sip and shop at the resale shop, and man, was it crazy. It was so successful. Wasn't it fun?
Oh, man, definitely. It was packed.
Yes, it was packed. It was good.
Our employees had saved the most amazing holiday donations from our community and set it out the day before, and we were full to the roof with just stuff. That was before the people came in. Oh, my word. That was a blast.
It was a lot of fun, something new, and again, look towards it next year. I mean, It was awesome.
Absolutely. Our staff keeps coming up with all these wonderful ideas. Love you guys. Okay, and today we have a huge event, our annual Santa Paws. Now, I know that we had Santa Paws himself here a couple of weeks ago to chat about coming in. So he's going to be here at the Humane Society up at the shelter from 12 to 3 o'clock today. And we have all kinds of holiday costumes for any of your friends. I say furry friends, but, you know, we welcome feathers and scales and sorry about that, Santa. But yeah, everybody's welcome. Bring your kids in your holiday best jammies to take some fabulous pictures with Santa Paws. So everybody's welcome.
Yeah. And I mean, owners are bringing their animals. That's a perfect time to see. Maybe there's another animal they can take on in their household, you know, time to do that. Maybe
take a little tour, look around, see what we have.
Right.
Maybe offer some, you know, furry friends a, you know, warm Christmas in their home.
Exactly. Laying by the fireplace instead of the kennel door.
Exactly.
That'd be killer. Okay, what else is going on this weekend? A Mescalero, New Mexico Spay Neuter Free Clinic is at Mescalero Conservation. It is a reservation-only clinic, though. Again, it is free, but you do have to email to get in. So it is today and tomorrow. Okay, get ready for the email. It is HPABFREECLINIC. So HPAB free clinic at gmail.com. So write them and see if you can get in for a free spay neuter. Y'all, this is the moment.
It is.
Free.
It's very free. And it is brought to Mescalero by Helping Paws Across Borders, another nonprofit organization. This is their main purpose, is going around and doing spay and neuter clinics all over the state of New Mexico. They have volunteers and people that come in from all over the United States and sometimes across the seas that will help out with these clinics.
Amazing.
So they've been doing these clinics for a couple of years here now in Mescalero and have done quite a bit. They did open it up for Lincoln County and Otero residents. So as soon as they post, you know, we try to post and get that information out for you guys.
Right. And it is posted on our website as well as our Facebook page. So go to our website, hslcnm.org, and look up that Mescalero, New Mexico free spay-neuter clinic this weekend, today and tomorrow. Awesome. What else? What do we have?
What else do we have? Well, one thing we wanted to bring up, talk about, is the spay-neuter, you know, ordinances that we have.
Totally.
The microchip ordinances that we have. Mm-hmm. And we actually brought along a veterinarian with us.
Today, our special guest is Travis Lemson from Franklin Veterinary Clinic. But before we get to Travis, we're going to talk a little bit about those ordinances, because I know that that can be a hot topic. So in the village of Ruidoso, our ordinance is?
Is mandatory spay-neuter and microchipping. Those are the two that are required within the village limits. Ruidoso Downs, on the other hand, there's a new ordinance. And what is that ordinance, Chris?
They just updated their ordinance to require microchipping of any household cats and dogs. They do still require a village license. Everybody does require yearly rabies vaccine, something to keep in mind. Mm. You will have to show those. With the Ruidoso Downs, they do require you to take in your yearly vaccine records in to get that village license. I want to say the village license for Ruidoso Downs is like $3 to $5. I'm not 100%. Oh. I do have a copy of that there at the shelter. Right now, to help the residents of Ruidoso Downs to become compliant within this ordinance, we are offering free microchips. So the first 100 that come into our doors from Ruidoso Downs with, you know, their driver's license, a utility bill showing that they live in the Downs, they can get a free microchip for their animals so that they can become compliant within the ordinance.
So, Chris, to get a microchip, do they have to have anything other than their ID? Do their animals have to have any?
They need to come in with a proof of rabies. If they're not current on rabies, then a rabies voucher is required for purchase, which is only $20.
And then they can get their shot at their vet.
Correct.
Okay, so hats off to Ruidoso Downs for getting that chip requirement added to your ordinance. And that is, gosh, that is a lickety-split little insertion of the most microscopic chip.
It's a grain of rice. That's the size of it.
And then if your animal gets out of the gate because it was blown open in one of our lovely windy days and one of our fabulous animal control officers picked them up, they can scan that chip with the scanner.
Yes, they scan it. They call me with the number. I look it up, and then we can get a hold of the owner a lot quicker and get that animal back faster than, you know, maybe them coming into the shelter or, you know, anything like that.
So it could even be that the animal is delivered to your doorstep.
Exactly. Yeah.
But you got to have that chip.
Yes.
Awesome.
And one thing at the shelter that we do is basically it's like a get out of jail free once.
Yep. You have a microchip, there's a chance to get out of jail free card.
Yeah. So if it gets brought to us, you got a microchip, there's your get out of jail free.
There's your monopoly. Yep. Awesome job.
Many benefits to microchipping.
Well, I want to go back to the village ordinance, the spay neuter ordinance, because I know that there were some heated conversations about that recently. And I know that owners must have permits to not have their animals spay-neutered.
Correct.
Okay. And there are codicils to that permit. And I'm not going to go into it, but I can look up the ordinance just like anybody else.
Yes, it's on the village website.
Village website.
Just like with Ruidoso Downs. All the ordinances are posted on your local entity's website so that you can pull them up and look at them at any time.
Mm-hmm. Just like we were just talking about the Mescalero Free Spay-Neuter Clinic, the Humane Society has on National Spay-Neuter Day,
World Spay-Neuter is free. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
We have that once a year, and that's coming up soon, so be on the lookout.
Right.
We'll be signing up for that real soon, and we do have a couple of special helpers with this one this year. Very excited.
Do we?
Yes, we do.
Do we? Could one of those helpers be Travis Lemson?
I believe it is.
Travis, thank you so much for being here, y'all.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Well, tell us, so we've been talking about the ordinances, the spay-neuter, and why is that so important? Why does it matter?
There's just so many benefits of spaying and neutering your pets. There's so many hormone-driven processes that can go wrong. And so, yeah, we need those hormones when we're young to grow up and get strong and have good joint health, bone health, everything like that. But once we're fully grown after that, there's really not nothing beneficial. We can end up with uterine infections. We can end up with breast cancer on female dogs. We can end up with prostatitis, so inflammation of the prostate. Oh. And all of those are really hormone-driven. So if we can remove those hormones via spay and neuter, we end up with a lot healthier, longer life.
Now, does the spay and neuter help with as far as temperament sometimes?
As far as temperament goes, we get a handful of dogs in every day that you go, I would not want this as my pet. And then you go and neuter and spay or spay that dog, and we remove those hormones. We call it brain surgery on the male dogs, but so we remove those brains down there, and we end up with a sweet, loving dog. And it's really amazing to see people come in on the verge of tears, you know, and what do I do with my dog? We do a quick surgery on them, and they're a whole new dog, and they're
that's great.
Just so much better, yeah.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Well, and you know, one of the most obvious benefits that we at the shelter see is fewer unwanted litters coming in. And, you know, it's that time of year when people are giving animals as gifts and whatnot. So it's a high intake time.
Yes, it is. This year was a little different. Our kitty and puppy season have been hitting pretty late. You know, weather has a lot to do with that. Mm. So yes, it's the unwanted litters, you know, and you never know. We go back to microchipping. That dog can get out and accidentally get with another dog or anything else like that. And those hormones do drive other animals to wander and try to find their mate.
Right. So even the wanderlust could be taken care of.
Absolutely.
Okay. Travis, is that something that all of our vets in Lincoln County can do for their clients?
Absolutely. That's one of the things, everyone comes out of vet school ready to hit the ground running, spaying and neutering. So that's nothing out of the ordinary. We'd every single vet in this county, I'm sure, does 5 to 6 a day minimum. So it's nothing that's a surprise by any means.
And I know you guys are a part of our SPOT program. You guys help us out with that. And
right.
our TNR, we
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
And again, if you know, it's those programs are there for those who need help. You know, to can't afford the full price, they're there. And you just need to come to the shelter, apply for it, and we'll get you going.
Right.
And you can make an appointment with Travis, and we can get there those brains up.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, and the TNR, the Trap Neuter Release Program, is amazing in our community. You know, we have so many feral cat colonies. They have a purpose, but they don't need to be larger than what they are already. So to be able to trap them, bring them in for this surgery, and then replace them back in their home area is huge.
Yeah. You know, can you talk a little bit about that, the TNR program? How does it help the environment?
Yeah, we see TNR cats almost every day. Our big surgery days are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at Franklin Vet. But as far as what it does for the community, we limit those kittens that are running around on the streets. And so if you bring a male cat in, we neuter them. If you bring a female cat in, we spay her. But those kittens, a lot of them, they end up with poor nutrition just because the mom can't find the food necessarily. So there's poor nutrition is something that we think about. So some of those kittens are really struggling. And then also there's certain disease processes that sort of circulate. So FIP, which is feline infectious peritonitis, FELV, so feline leukemia virus, FIV, feline immunodeficiency virus, essentially HIV, but in cats. And so those are all sort of run rampant in that outdoor feral population. So if we can limit that spread, it does a lot for everyone that has cats indoors too, because you walk around outside, sure. You step in those respiratory droplets, you walk in your house. And then little Fluffy on the back of the couch that's never left the house, she ends up with a pretty wicked sickness. And if we can limit that, then it just does so much good mm-hmm. for everyone.
And just so people know, you know, the cost to treat those is not cheap.
The cost is far more than the spay or the neuter, that's for sure.
Yeah. So even the importance of vaccinating for those.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's in our environment. We have it here in Ruidoso.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere. You go anywhere in the world, you're going to find that. So if we can do what we can to sort of hedge our bets against it, that's the best thing you can do is prevention.
Well, and also, if ever you board your animals anywhere, at the vet's office, at Thundering Paws, anywhere, you should always have shots like kennel cough, just so, you know, they don't catch it or spread it.
Right, absolutely. So pretty much anywhere you board, they're going to have their requirements for what they need for vaccines. So it seems like this time of year, the day before Thanksgiving, day before Christmas, everyone wants a kennel cough vaccine. because they're trying to board their dog the next day. And so
we're
happy to get you in and get it done on the spot and go from there. But yeah, definitely limit the disease spread. It's always easier to prevent a disease than to treat a disease by far.
Absolutely. Understood. Anything else to add, folks, about, and again, yay Rio Doce Downs for adding chipping to your ordinance. Thank you, Village, for having spay-neuter requirements as well as chipping on your ordinance. And if there are other of our towns in Lincoln County that need some words, some wisdom on how to go about that, you know, Abel Guzman, Chris Shows here at the shelter are a number one folks to talk to about wording and how to get that going.
Yeah, and by all means, it's just because you don't live in an entity that has this ordinance, please get it done. It helps out. It really does in all ends. It's a win-win.
It really is. It helps everywhere.
Okay, well, folks, just a few more reminders. Santa Paws today, 12 to 3 o'clock. I know that today is a huge day of activities, but please do remember that your furry friends want to see Santa just like your kiddos. So bring them on up. We do have some holiday costumes. Of course, you're free to bring your own. All kinds of Humane Society tchotchkes for sale, as well as some animal clothes. So come on up and see us today.
Yes, please do.
The resale shop is there too. You know, once you're done, you could
go shopping.
Go shopping as well.
Get some of those last minute Christmas presents going.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Well, Chris, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Travis, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
We'll look forward to having you back.
All right.
And having you at the shelter for some of our spay neuter days.
Yep, we're there fairly routinely.
Comes and helps quite a bit.
Very good. Very good. Well, Lincoln County, thank you very much for listening today. Remember, if you have missed part of our KRUI broadcast, Tales of Lincoln County, you can go to our website, hslcnm.org, and find all of our broadcasts listed on our website. Anything else, Mr. Abel?
Let's not forget how Coyote always says,
adopt, don't shop.
You've been listening to Tales of Lincoln County with Shannon and Abel on KRUI 1490 AM and 99.1 FM, The Mountain.